In the Gospel reading, we hear about the scene of what occurred at the cross of our blessed Lord. And there, standing at the foot of the cross, was his mother, and also Mary Magdalene, Mary's sister, and Saint John. And each one of us can look at that scene and ask ourselves, where do I fit? Obviously, none of us can suggest that we fit as our Blessed Lady, but perhaps it is as Saint John, perhaps it is as Mary Magdalene. We don't know much about Mary of Cleope, but nonetheless, you can look at that and recognize that in one of those figures standing at the foot of the cross, you are there. We are not asked, even 2,000 years separate, to be just bystanders. We are asked to be at the foot of the cross. And it is at the foot of the cross that our Blessed Lady is entrusted to the beloved disciple. And as we know from St. John's Gospel, the two people whose names are never mentioned is our Blessed Lady and the beloved disciple. Our Blessed Lady is never mentioned because that is to call attention to exactly what we heard in the Gospel reading when our Lord refers to her as woman. That was not something disrespectful to the Jewish people. That was a normal way of being able to speak. But at the same time, it is to call attention to the woman from Genesis 3:15. It is to bring us back to that point of the enmity between the serpent and the woman. So her name is never mentioned specifically to call attention to that, because we hear the exact same thing the second chapter of St. John's Gospel, when at the wedding feast at Cana, our Lord refers to his mother the same way. And so in those two points, we recognize what St. John is doing. The beloved disciple, however, is a little different. The beloved disciple is mentioned on several occasions in St. John's Gospel. Now, we can all look at that and say, well, we know that that's St. John. Yeah, it's St. John, but it's you. You are the beloved disciple. That's why St. John never uses his own name. It wasn't just a matter of humility that he's saying, well, I don't want to draw attention to myself, which obviously he didn't, but it was to draw attention to who the beloved disciple is. It is you. You are the one that the Lord wants to draw near. You are the one whom he loves, and it is to you, therefore, that he has entrusted his mother. So that's a great thing for each one of us to consider. How have I treated Our Lady? It simply says of the beloved disciple that from that day he took her into his own home. Have you? Do we recognize her then as our mother in a spiritual sense? Because we know that she is. If we are entrusted with her care, do we protect her and defend her as we ought? We look at what Our Lady asked for at Fatima with the five first Saturdays, and specifically talked about the blasphemies against the Immaculate Heart. So are we really protecting her and defending her and promoting her as we ought? These are some things that we need to look at. For some people, because there is perhaps a huge mother wound in their life, it's difficult to be able to draw near to Our Lady because of the struggles with their own mom. And yet this is how God is going to heal that wound that is there. For those who do not have that wound, yes, it may be much easier to draw near to Our Lady. Sometimes we think, though, if I draw near to our Blessed Mother, that I'm taking something away from her son. First of all, her son is the one who entrusted her to you, so you're not taking anything away. Secondly, anyone who honors the mother is going to honor the son. You recognize her as a mother. You can only be a mother if there's a child in there somewhere. And so if we're going to say that she is the Blessed Mother, and we're going to honor her as such, it is because we recognize who her son is, and we give him the greatest honor, because he is God. And I think that if any of us were to look at the question and say, if I truly love my own mom, and somebody complimented my mom, would I get angry about that? Would I look at it and say, no, no, you should be complimenting me, not my mom? No, I don't think we would do that. Especially the guys would definitely not do that. Our Lord is not going to be offended if we have devotion to his mother. Especially because he was the first one to have devotion to his mother. And we are to imitate him in all things. So if he had devotion to his mom, that's what we're supposed to do. And she's our mom, which means we are supposed to treat her as he did. So that's not taking anything away from him, but rather it's continuing what he did and continues to do, because he still loves her as his mother and still honors her as his mother. And so all we're doing is taking part in what our Lord is doing. So this does not violate us. It doesn't violate Jesus. It certainly doesn't violate our Blessed Lady. It is what is proper. So again, for all of us to consider, how is my relationship with our Blessed Mother? And if there is a mother wound that's there, if there is something that stands in the way and you are afraid, go to Jesus. You know what Jesus is going to do? He's going to lead you to his mom. And once that happens, and he will go only as fast as you can go, he will bring you to his mom, and then he will back away. And he will allow you to remain with her. And that can go on for many weeks or months or even years until you get so comfortable with that relationship, then he will come back in. If, on the other hand, there is a father wound, and maybe going to Jesus is something difficult, but going to our Blessed Lady is something very easy for you, then go to Our Lady. You know what she's going to do? She's going to lead you to her son, and then she will back away and leave you alone with him, and that can last for weeks or months or years, and then she will come back in. You can't separate the two of them. Where you have one, you're going to have the other. Just like with the Trinity, where you have one, you have all three. And so you're not going to have Mary without Jesus, and you're not going to have Jesus without Mary. And so they want us to be part of that. They want us to be brought into that. So it is not anything to fear, because they only have one task, and that's to lead us to heaven. They're not going to lead us away from that. They're not going to make us less holy. They're only going to make us more holy. So it is all in our favor. And even if you struggle with the idea that you have somehow been entrusted with our Blessed Lady, she does not struggle with the idea that you have been entrusted to her. So she's going to make sure that you're taken care of. She's going to make sure that you know her son. That's what she's all about. She's not looking for anything for herself. She's not looking for any sort of glory or honor. But it is our task to provide that glory and honor, because she's a mom, because she's our mom. And that is, after all, what the fourth commandment says. Doesn't actually say honor your mother and father. It says glorify your mother and your father. That is what Jesus did And that is what we are to do. And so that's our task. Because it's proper for us, not because she's looking for something. She's the most humble human person that ever walked the face of the earth. She's not looking to be glorified and honored, but rather we are to do that because of who she is and because of who we are. And because she's a mom, she's going to glorify and honor you, because that's what moms do. And the greatest glory and honor that we can be given is to bring us to eternal life, which is exactly what she wants. A mom is in her glory when all of her kids are right there around the table with her. That's where Our Lady wants you and me to be, right there with her son, in the glory of heaven. That's the glory of a mom. And so again, it's taking nothing away from you. It's taking nothing away from Jesus. In fact, it is for the glory of both. What a wonderful way that heaven works, isn't it? And our humanness, yeah, if we're seeking something selfishly or arrogantly, it takes away from everyone else. But when it's charity, it only adds to everyone else. That's what our Lord wants from us toward his mom. That's what his mom is doing for us. She's going to build us up. She's going to honor us and glorify us. And if we are willing to cooperate and do what our Lord has asked us to do, to take her into our home, which is our heart, then we're going to glorify her, and we're going to glorify her son. And she will glorify us by bringing us into heaven, into the love of God, into the love of her heart for her son, for our Heavenly Father, for her spouse, the Holy Spirit. What more could be asked? There is no greater glory, and that's exactly what she wants for you.